Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Several passengers and crew members on Norwegian Escape suffered injuries late Sunday night when the ship listed due to an extremely powerful gust of wind measured at over 100 knots. Passengers went to Twitter with reports of shattered glass, chairs, tables, and even people flying out of nowhere. Those who were injured are being treated by medical staff. Escape was headed to Port Canaveral from New York when the freak accident occurred, and the line says the itinerary will not be impacted. And Carnival Cruise Line and Joey Fatone of NSYNC fame came together to celebrate the whimsical and creative mind of Dr. Seuss for his 115th birthday. Carnival Splendor brought over 100 kids from the Long Beach Boys and Girls Club to hear a special reading of Horton Hears a Who, followed by Carnival's Green Eggs and Ham character breakfast. The line also presented a check to the Boys and Girls Club for $10,000 during the event. And finally, if you're tired of shoddy service at sea, you'll be happy to hear that Princess Cruises is expanding their high-speed internet service, MedallionNet, across its entire fleet. The service is presented as the fastest at sea and is part of the line's Ocean Medallion program, which also offers keyless stateroom access, on-demand food and beverage delivery, and family tracking. MedallionNet will be part of all Princess cruise ships by the end of 2019. More stories at cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.